Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today, January 20th, 2020, and we're going to take a look at a special topic. I thought this would be interesting to look at how the personal planets are going to be moving through the cosmos over the next number of weeks, what we're going to be feeling and sensing, and really look at how some things are being activated within us that we're meant to make the most of. So thank you for joining me. If you are a new listener, this is an intuitive astrology podcast. This podcast has been live for nearly 8 years now. I can't believe it, 8 years. And the purpose is to help connect you to your power and your choices, to look at the energetics of our time, to look at the spiritual messages, the intuitive messages that are coming through, that are available to all of us. And I always hope that this show brings you at least one message or insight that really resonates with you, that really supports you right now. The Wednesday podcast is when I talk about the weekly energies, and the Monday show is when we do a special topic or a specific theme. So we're going to take a look at what is happening here as we close out the last 10 days of January 2020. It's been a very big month, a very important month, and we move into February shortly. I think that it's important to see some of the themes and trends that are happening and how to make the most of them. At this time, we have a very interesting dynamic in place where all four elements of the zodiac are active. We have Mercury in Aquarius. This is the first planet to enter an air sign in a while. And so this is activating those air sign elements that we've been missing, so to speak, that we've been needing. And Mercury makes the mind come alive in the air signs. Mercury always does well when he's in either Aquarius, Gemini, or Libra. So Mercury is traveling through the 11th sign of Aquarius and will be in the sign from January 16th until February 3rd. And this is when we have new thoughts, ideas, understandings that come through that we couldn't see before. Coinciding with this, the sun enters Aquarius, also bringing in a strengthening of the air element. And this is going to feel quite refreshing. So this is a time when we're finally going to understand some things that we thought perhaps we didn't have access to. This is when breakthroughs happen, new solutions, new ideas. You see a system. You see a new way of proceeding. There are fresh ideas. It's a very energizing energy. And I think that this is going to be so welcomed because finally there's going to be a strengthening of air signs in the zodiac. So this is a shift here, and we haven't had it for a while. And I think it's important to know that it's going to be essential to stay open to some new parts of yourself. Stay open to where you couldn't find something that you needed, almost like you kept banging your head on the wall because you thought, why can't I figure this out? Well, it simply wasn't time, or it simply we didn't have enough pieces, or there weren't enough accumulated details. Now, with the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius, aha, I got it. I see a bigger picture. I see more dynamics. I see a solution. And this is also the energy of rising up and rising above, where you're not stuck in what you thought needed to happen. You aren't stuck in the shoulds. You're like, okay, wait, let's do something different here. Let's look at this from a new angle. Let's understand something that maybe you weren't willing to understand before. So very refreshing, very energizing, and frankly, very welcomed after the intensity we've had of Capricorn season. So this is good news for the air signs out there. For any planets you have in Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, you're going to have some connections here with the Sun and Mercury, and things can pick up fast, by the way, especially with the Sun and Mercury traveling together. They move quickly, and there's fast conversations, lots of text messages, lots of emails, lots of ideas, even that sense of, oh my gosh, I have so much to do all of a sudden. Everything that was maybe slowed down, you know, the dam breaks open, things start pouring through. There's a lot of movement. Mercury is the fastest planet in the solar system. And so when Mercury is traveling with the sun, there's a sense of a lot happening in a day, a lot of busyness. So understand that that is certainly a part of our current energies, and to make the most of it in the way that it fits for your energy. I also feel like this, you know, this will be stimulating and supportive for air signs and fire signs, but it could feel a bit overwhelming or too much for the earth signs or water signs, and that would be the planets in your chart that are in earth signs or water signs. However, that's a good segue here to what else we need to see. So I mentioned how all four elements are active right now. So Mercury is in an air sign. Venus is in a water sign. Venus is traveling in the final astrological sign of Pisces. And she is at home here. Venus is the feminine. She's where we go to receive. She's how we tap into what we love, what we want. She is beauty. She is our creativeness. She is how we want to be held, how we want to be recognized, how we want to feel good about ourselves. And when she's in Pisces, she's softer. She's sensitive, intuitive, feminine, very like flowing lace and lovely soft colors. She wants things to be gentle, that connects to her heart. And she is asking us to trust our intuition. So we get out of that strong air of the sun and Mercury in Aquarius, and we go into the Venus energy of what's in our hearts. What do I want? What do I need to trust in myself? Perhaps even in a new way. So Venus in Pisces is tapping us into our hearts at this time to ensure that we're not overactive mentally, that we're not wearing ourselves out, that we have that sense of, okay, I need a break at the end of the day, and I have to do what's necessary to balance my energy. So this Venus in Pisces is very kind and compassionate. She is able to take care of herself. Sometimes she can be too self-sacrificing. She can do too much for everyone else and be exhausted at the end of the day. She can take in too many energies. All of the water signs need to be focused on their boundaries, because think of how water flows best when there are boundaries. You know, the water goes down the sink when there's a pipe. The water flows through the river when there's a defined rock bed or riverbed. So all water signs do need that structure of boundaries. And this is something to keep in mind, that you don't want to overextend yourself. You don't want to overextend your heart. You don't want to overextend your energy. So Venus in Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, is a time of completion, reflection, reassessment, looking at what's good for your heart, looking at what you need to let go of. This is where parts of you are changing, because you've understood, all right, I tried that, or I understood this about myself, and maybe this resonates, or maybe this no longer resonates. And with Venus, the sign of relationships, the sign of love, the energy of exchanging with others, you're looking at, well, what is really suitable for my heart right now? And how am I honoring that in myself? So this Venus is a little bit softer and quieter. She's reflective. She needs more time to herself. And you could certainly feel that as Venus approaches a conjunction to Neptune in Pisces. And this is the energy of escapism. And it's going to be building here over the next week or so. The escapism of, I need time to figure this out in my heart, to sit in my energy, to sit in my intuition, to listen to my own guidance. Neptune is your higher self and how your higher self is traveling with you. In Pisces, they want a break from the real world, a break from responsibility, and they have that need to go within. So for all the ways there's a busyness happening and there's a lot going on and a lot in front of you, you're going to need that time to just break away and say, you know, I'll get back to you tomorrow, or give me the weekend, or to get out of your mind even, and to do something where you're watching your favorite movies, you're binge watching your favorite shows, you're listening to music. Venus being about beauty It's how we find beauty in creations, in artistic things, in music. All of that can be very soothing for you, especially right now, and be very good for your energy to not be too much in the head or too much in the world. Aquarius, with the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius, it's the world. It's being out and active and understanding what's going on and how things are moving. And then this Pisces energy is asking you to come back in and asking you to come back to what you need that helps you let go and to find a completion in a cycle, which is a very important thing to know for your own growth at this time. If things are shifting and ending, or they have, understand that it's a part of you that has expired. And I'm getting that image of when our skin needs to be exfoliated. When it's like, all right, let's scrub off some debris here. Let's get rid of what is a little bit stale or stuck so that the new skin, the new cells can form and come out. So that's the energy of this time as well, is exfoliation and anything that allows you to honor where you are complete with something within yourself. I mean, this feels internal. It could be an emotional process, an emotional experience, something within your feminine energies that are growing and expanding. It feels like there's something internal here that you've recognized that you're looking to shift and change. And stay open to that and trust that. So Venus is showing us what is complete. Perhaps some areas of life where you've learned some lessons, you've come to some higher understanding, you've done some internal healing, and you can be compassionate with yourself in how you made your choices and how you went about some things or what you decided and said, okay, I understand what that was about, got it. Yeah, I'm gonna learn from that and I'm gonna take it forward so that I approach this same situation or this same type of relationship differently. I'm going to put into practice this new consciousness within myself that's been emerging. And if you listen to this podcast regularly, that has been a theme of January 2020. The parts of us that are emerging, the higher consciousness, the new sense of self that's coming out based on everything you've learned in the past decade, based on everything that you've come to understand about your soul's growth, your healing, your gifts, your wisdom, your challenges. Now you're being encouraged to go forward and to walk in the world with a new sense of self. But even when we do that, those old aspects of us creep up. What has been comfortable, how you've always handled things before, what is known comes up as a former level of consciousness. And then you have this sense of going back and forth between what I used to do, but what I need to do now, the standards that I hold myself to now. I have a new sense of self. I have new requirements of who I am. And I'm going to go forth with that knowledge and that wisdom. And yes, I recognize the old parts of me, how I used to do this, how I would have handled a situation or how I would have handled a relationship or an area of life in a certain way. I've learned too much to try and stay in that former aspect of myself. I have to go forward with this self-respect of who I am now. So, going forward is certainly related to the energy of Mars. And Mars is in Sagittarius, and this is activating the fire energies in the skies. Now, Chiron is in Aries, also a fire sign, but Mars is a personal planet, and he is the energy of desire, what we want, how we go for what we want. I always think of Mars as our car, how we you know, get in the car and hit the gas pedal and go for what you want. And this is a very eager Mars in Sagittarius. This is a Mars that is fiery, independent, has a sense of self. And this is also our ego energy. And so Mars is strong in fire signs where he can say, that's what I'm going to do. I want it. I'm going to go for it. And in Sagittarius, he can go big, he can go far, and he has a sense of, well, this is what's important to me for the long term. I'm chasing a dream. I'm following a dream. I had a vision. I have an understanding. This is the call of my soul. So this is a very active Mars in Sagittarius that's activating our desire for what's next. And we're saying, I have to do this. I so want this. This is big. This is important to me. This is something that I've maybe put off or it wasn't the right time, but I have to do this now. And so the energy that comes on here is through that masculine drive of purpose and that masculine need for expression and independence and going for what you want without being held back. So this is a liberated Mars in Sagittarius, and it's another dynamic here that is quite interesting because being the strong fire sign, being fiery, motivated, inspired, he can be a little bit pompous. He can exaggerate. He can think he's Mr. Big Shots and, you know, has more going for him than he really does. Mars in Sagittarius thinks in bigger picture ideals and isn't afraid to demonstrate who he is or to strut his stuff. So we have to watch out for any of that exaggerated false ego, for being too much into something that hasn't really happened yet. It's all just in motion. And to make sure that you're understanding how the masculine is strong, but so is the feminine. And they're actually on very different pages right now. With this Venus in a water sign, needing to process, needing her time, needing to trust herself, the Mars in the fire sign of action and being dynamic and having a lot of energy, and then Mercury in the air signs of contemplating and thinking it through and wanting to understand, we are basically being asked to, it's like I'm getting, it's not juggling, but it could be juggling. It's almost like you're, like there's all this parts of you going on, and how do you synthesize it? How do you create a harmonic convergence? How do you bring it all together in a way that is honoring of these different areas of expression? And what I'm getting the image of is a machine that looks a bit like the inner workings of a clock, and it has different size wheels that all spin and move at a different speed, and they're all meant to be synced up and in harmony. And I feel like this is a big theme in January into February of how we sync up with these new parts of ourselves when we're on different pages, we have different energies being activated, different parts of ourselves with different intentions, different needs, different desires. How does it all work together? And there's something coming through here to remind you of the balance of it all. So strong Mars in Sagittarius. And then we have, of course, our strong Earth energies still with Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter in Capricorn, Uranus in Taurus. And the strong Earth energies are keeping us grounded in our bodies, in the world, in the reality of our lives, reminding us of our responsibilities, what we have to do, what we need to do, where we're going, the bigger picture of our lives. Very dense at times. It's been very dense. It's been very heavy. You could feel that heaviness in your body. You could feel it through different symptoms in your body. There's things that we are processing at a cellular level that have kept us, I'm feeling it as like a containment, almost like that sense of for all the ways you wanted something to bust out or move through, it was, no, you couldn't. You know, you were contained. And there was a desire or a need for the strengthening of self while choices were limited. Okay, so if your choices have felt limited, if something has felt like you couldn't take action, you couldn't go for what you wanted or something you wanted to change or anything that I'm just feeling the strong limitation in choices. That, of course, has been divine timing for you. And part of that has been the clarity that comes over time, the clarity that develops as we move through a process, that things have to get sorted out and new information has to come in, and then things start to connect in an even better way. And I feel like with the sun and Mercury in Aquarius, those connection points are being lit up. And as I say that, I get the image of our brain and the neural pathways in the brain that are electrical currents of knowledge, wisdom, I feel as a cosmic spark. And there's more coming in right now. Okay, so this is really interesting. So now I'm seeing it as we have our human timeline. We have our human days, right? You have 24 hours in a day, and then we have our weeks and our months and the year. And it's very important that we have those timelines for various reasons. But of course, universal or cosmic energy is timeless. It doesn't work on that kind of a timeline at all. It works on energies. And so we haven't had the energetics to connect with certain cosmic timelines. So we've had to move through these densities. We have to move through some different energies within us and within the brain that then opens us up to some more downloads, light codes, wisdom, understanding, connections, and of course, this is all consciousness. So we're rising in consciousness, but we're doing it the human way, of course, as we only can, the human way. We can only do so much in a day. And then I'm seeing the importance of sleep and how this is part of the Venus and Pisces energy too, that sleep is so essential right now because of all the downloads and information that gets processed, how our brains need that, how our bodies, the systems in our bodies need the sleep. I'm feeling it as it's really vital right now to make sleep a priority, like the really good sleep that takes you offline so that you can go, your energy can, you know, turn off, settle, but then it also opens up other areas of the energy field, such as the astral realm, such as other lifetimes that you travel to in a dream, other places you go energetically. This just feels so important. It's almost like we're traveling with reminders of our timelessness, with the timelessness of stories, with the temporariness of it all. Okay, so that they're giving that message to me as a very strong thing. The temporariness of it all. And that right now we've been moving through density and big energies, and it's easy to come to be in these energies and to just live in them and to be very aware of them. And this is our so-called reality. And so I feel like what we're doing is stretching into more cosmic energies that are coming into our physical reality, into especially the brain. Like, they just keep showing me the reprogramming in the brain. And if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know I've talked about that, like the dark matter in the brain. And I don't mean the vagus nerve or the pineal gland. And I mean, because if I would say that, if that's what I was speaking of, I'm talking about the density in the brain, the neural pathways, the new pathways that are being formed at a cellular level in how we conceptualize our lives and how this is essential in raising our consciousness. But it wears us out, and it's where the body needs to rest and where we need to sleep and where it can feel like there's a lot going on and, oh my gosh, what is it? This is something happening at a very deeper level. And then I feel it going into the blood system and the nutrients in the blood, and it goes into, of course, how that blood moves and is transported around the body. And it's an activation of our full system is what I'm seeing. And This is quite fascinating because it's very subtle, and it's the energetics of it where there's things that could be tested. Okay, so they're showing me that if you were to have certain scientific tests or different diagnostics right now, things probably wouldn't show up because it's very small and subtle, but there's a feeling of a change within, and I feel like it's happening to clear out cells. And you know, it takes 7 years to turn over all the cells in the body. And so depending on when you began practicing or kind of upgraded, if you will, to new levels of consciousness might help you understand the timeline here. So if it takes a full 7 years, then there's certainly a process that's undergoing that takes time. I always find it interesting that it's a 7-year process for the body, because 7 years in astrology is associated with Saturn and a Saturn square. So it takes Saturn about 28 years to go all around the zodiac, 28 to 30 years, depending on retrogrades. And so from 0 to 7, Saturn creates a square. So for you, in your natal chart, for example, when you were born, you have your natal Saturn at a certain degree, a certain sign, a certain house. Well, in 7 years, we all experience our first Saturn square. And so around 7 years of age, we all have a maturation event, something that matures us. And it could be you start doing chores. You have to take on more responsibility. Saturn can be about anything related to your father or your dad, what you've understood about your family, your world. Something shifts. And this is also connected to the science of brain development and how our brains change at 7 years of age. So it's really fascinating to make these overlapping connections to astrology and our cognitive development. So that's what I'm feeling here. Okay, this is actually really cool. I have no notes, by the way. I'm just taking this in and trusting that's what we're meant to understand. We are all collectively working through some levels of consciousness that are maturing us, and it has to do with this very big Saturn conjunct Pluto that is reforming us and helping us see things in a new way, a new consciousness, a new sense of self in the world. And there is a lot that we're meant to simply trust, because 7 years from now, 2027, is when there's going to be a clearer formulation of what has been initiated now. Okay, so let me be clear. There's basically two timelines. This is the collective timeline of Saturn conjunct Pluto right now, and then in 7 years from now, in 2027, when Saturn squares this point in the zodiac, when Saturn is basically at Aries 22-23, then we're going to see what's come about. Then we're going to have some testing. But that 7-year process is key. And then there's your individual timeline where you are raising your own consciousness, doing your own work, healing and growing, and your body is undergoing a cellular turnover. So there's a few overlaps of energies, as there always are. But this seems like a very important thing to understand right now, because we are shape-shifting humanity into higher consciousness, moving away from some densities and some intense energies that were overactive. And I'm feeling like that's part of why it's essential to make use of this time right now, where we have all four elements in place, right? The air, water, fire, earth, because then we can allow a balancing, a reconfiguration of what was overactive. So the earth energies have been very strong. Well, let's step away from that for a bit, go into some of these air energies. We have the fire sign. We have the water sign. You see how we have an opportunity now to do some conscious reworking and reconfiguring of our energy fields. so that you're not overactive in one area and depleted in another. You're being supported in all these realms, and to trust them, and to see how they show up for you, and how they work with you, and how you can make the most of them. So it's quite a dynamic time. This energy continues into February. By the way, Mars will stay in Sagittarius until the middle of February, so February 16th. And Mercury will stay in Aquarius until February 3rd. So the let's call it 2 weeks from now, there's a strong sense of visiting all four elements of yourself, visiting your water energy, visiting your air energy, visiting your earth, visiting your fire. And I know how then some of you say, oh, well, I don't have fire signs or I don't have water signs. Well, through the transiting planets, the energy comes alive, and then you check in with yourself and how you're able to work with water signs, how you're able to work with the Pisces energy, how you're able to work with the Aquarius energy. So it could be that you're being stretched here, stretched to grow. It's not normal. It's not natural. It's not what you maybe feel comfortable doing, but it's designed to help you tap into more energetics and how you can make choices that support who you are and what is best for you now. So I hope this has connected some dots about the shifts and changes that are happening at this time, the important need to balance yourself, but also to check in with your feminine, check in with your masculine, which, by the way, are on very different pages right now. The feminine and the masculine are actually not in sync. And so that can help you with expectations, right? And then we have very active mind, cerebral energies. And then we need the reality checks of the physical world. So a lot going on, but understand how beautiful it is, how divine it is, that it's all designed to help you and support you. And that I hope it also brings you some reassurance and validation. So thank you so much for joining me today. I do have to make this a little bit shorter because there is no school today and I have to go take my son out. So I appreciate your time and your energy. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'll be back on Wednesday to discuss the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. And if you want to learn astrology with me, you can find more about my classes below this podcast. You'll also find more free resources such as business development resources and more things that are helping you step into your soul work and soul mission at this time. I am over at mollymccord.online or you can find me at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much, friends, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Have a beautiful day.